You're listening to the Timberline Church podcast, where we have conversations about how we let love live in our everyday lives, how God has met us and transformed us. I'm Pastor Jeff Lucas. Thanks for listening. It's Passion Week. Easter is days away, and we are preparing our hearts and minds to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by reflecting daily on some of what Mark says in his gospel about Jesus' final journey to the cross. Easter draws ever closer, and we continue our reflections in Mark's gospel, this time from Mark chapter 12. Mark describes a season when Jesus was engaged in various debates with Pharisees, Herodians, Sadducees. And we read this in verse 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he'd answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Jesus was under serious attack during this season by the religious leaders who felt so exposed by his teaching. Using carefully worded questions about taxation and marriage, trying to catch him out, they were surely dismayed as he responded with such consistent wisdom. But a third question pointed them, and indeed us today, to the heart of everything. What really matters in life? Which commandment is the most important of them all? Jesus quoted the Shema from Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, the words recited morning and evening by pious Jews. And as he does so, he brings us right back to the absolute priority in life, loving God. This was what compelled Jesus towards the awfulness and wonder of the cross. His love for the Father motivated him to set his face like a flint and walk into that storm. We can read about that in John 14. He went to the cross not only because of his unfathomable love for us, but also because of his all-consuming love for God the Father. When difficulties appear in my life, loving God can slip down on my list of priorities. I give my mind over to anxiety, my heart to despair, and my strength to fixing whatever is wrong, sometimes with little reference to God. Pressure can turn me into one who wants to be the captain of my own soul, and then I become independent and distant from God, rather than an eager worshipper. Trouble can turn me into a person who has a Christianity that is more like a hobby than the all-embracing, passionate, prioritized loving of God that true discipleship involves. Or busyness in serving him leads me to forget why I serve. So, let's love God today so that our service for him genuinely flows out of that love for him. That's what really matters. Lord Jesus, we want to grow in our love for you. Work in us by your Spirit to increase our love for you, love that is genuine, fruitful, faithful. We love you. Amen.